Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
Time to get a little bit dirty and talk about the toilet.
It's disturbing to say the least. Over the past week or maybe 2 weeks, there has been a 20-cent coin that's been on the toilet floor in the bathroom. And when I first notified you of this, Brownie, I came into the studio, I sat down and I was like, disgusting, somebody's dropped money on the ground. And your first response was...
how much?
20 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, did you pick it up? And I was like, no, that's disgusting. And you're quite disappointed in me for not collecting the cash.
It's free money. Someone's left money in the toilet. You pick it up, you put it in your wallet, you spend it. You're up 20 cents.
But it's very close to the splash zone, that's all. So that's a bit disturbing.
Look, I don't find a problem with finding money anywhere, you could say, especially not the toilet. You pick it up, you give it a wash off, you put it in your wallet, and who knows where that coin will end up.
Some lollies from the corner store or something, that's about all that it'll get you. I wouldn't mind picking it up with paper towel and putting it somewhere else, like out of the way, but I would never pick it up and put it in my own pocket.
You'd never use it.
No.
And this is the sort of moral dilemma that we're talking about this morning. We want to find out, we'll open the phones now, 13, 12, 16. If you found money in the toilet, would you use it?
In a public toilet too, not your own.
Yeah, the thing is that our toilet's a communal one, right? So many people use that. There's even people that we don't even know who use that toilet too. So whatever they're doing in there, being all disgusting and whatnot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Check
honestly,
it out. Yeah.
I'm going to go pick it up. Yep. I'm going to go use it.
Don't. Please don't. We've got to share the same room and, like, I don't want to sit here with a germ-infested friend.
You know me, I'm germy at the best of times and the worst of times. So if I put it in your wallet amongst all the 20-cent coins in there, you'd use it then because you wouldn't know where it came from.
I'd be cool with it. If you didn't tell me about it, I wouldn't know.
Evil Brownie's up to his plans again.
Gonna lock my wallet away.
Well, look, we're split down the middle. I'll pick it up. EJ wouldn't. What would you do on 13, 12, 16? Dave, would you use it?
It depends on how much it is.
Well, it's only 20 cents here at the station.
Yeah, I'd still do it.
So what's your limit? 5 cents?
It's that 10 cent in between grey zone. If it's more than 10 cents, then that's fine. 20's good, absolutely.
You're right. Cool. So that's 2 against 1.
Oh, wow. Please help me out. 13, 12, 16. If you would never knowingly pick money up off a toilet, being 20 cents, mind you, if it was $5 or more, I'd probably do it.
You know what? I'd love to see everyone call up and say that they'll agree with me. They'll wash it off and go spend it, because who loves free money? We all love free money.
But 20 cents, is it worth it? Is your dignity worth killing for 20 cents?
Me, Brownie, and dignity in the same sentence do not go together, EJ. You know I have no morals.
Yes.
But apparently, you know, people do anything for money, like ridiculous things. And Daniel's actually called through on 13, 12, 16 with a bit of a story. What happened, mate?
My brother decided to put 50 cents and glued it to the footpath at the front of my uncle's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, my uncle actually had to get it and try and scrape it off the footpath because it was heaps of punch-ups. About people trying to grab the 50 cents.
People really? Fighting over 50 cents? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
My uncle had to take it off the footpath. Because it's right near Harristown State High School in Toowoomba.
Yeah.
All the kids were walking past it, and apparently there was punch-ups.
Oh, and no, we don't condone that sort of behaviour either. But still, a little bit funny to see that many people trying to bend down and pick up 50 cents.
I feel so guilty for laughing, but yeah, that's pretty funny. Thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
I just went out before to the bathroom then.
Yes.
Can you catch this?
Oh, you did. Okay, thanks for throwing that 20 cents at me. That was disgusting. Oh, you are horrible.
I'm on the floor. I've not seen you jump like that ever.
Where are my shoes? I've even kicked them across the room. My headphones are possibly broken, and the 20 cents is staring at me just on the ground.
Oh, that's fantastic, EJ. That could not have gone any better. You smell good today, too.
Oh, do I think? Okay, this is a bit embarrassing, but the perfume I'm wearing is Taylor Swift.
Really? So you smell like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that's probably why it's so freakishly good.
I don't want to wear a bit of it. I just want to have a smell of it.
It's really pretty. And it's such a small bottle. It's perfect size for your handbag. That's why I've got it.
Mm.
Oh, and I got given it for free.
You know what it smells like?
What?
Boyfriend issues.
Give that back to me.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
Join the conversation. Call 13 12 16.
A new story's been released about pilots and their flight attendants. Do they hook up? Because that's kind of the rumour that gets around usually. One pilot in particular has slammed these rumours, saying that it's not true, it never happens, or at least he doesn't see it anyway, but there are a lot of loved up couples on board that are actually already in a relationship. So I'm sorry, Mr. Pilot, but I take that as, yes, they have been hooking up previously because they're in a relationship now.
Unless they were working different jobs and then one of them decided to go do what the other partner does, which...
I doubt that.
That's a little bit too far, isn't it?
Yeah, creepy.
So you want to find out this morning the professions that, in a way, keep it in the family. They hook up with each other.
Is that a way
to put it? You
maybe
know what
not
I mean?
The best way to explain it. Are you hooking up with your workmate? Joel on 13, 12, 16, does this sound like you?
Yeah, what profession are you in?
Mate, at the time, I was in the IT profession.
Oh,
so like computers and technical stuff.
Super sexy.
Was it you hooking up with somebody that you were working with?
Mate, it was.
And who was she? Was she like admin or another IT worker?
Yeah, she was trainee administration, and I'm happy to say that we're still together 5 years later.
Yeah!
Well done, Tibo. So, can I call you a nerd, or is that crossing the line?
Oh, God, no, don't do that.
Okay, so...
No, I actually get out into the sun, so...
Oh, good to hear.
Well, you're a step ahead of Brownie anyway.
Yeah, you've got a successful relationship, that's for sure. Well, it's great to see that actually techie guys like yourself can find love with someone else who enjoys the same kind of line of work.
Thanks, mate.
13, 12, 16. Zena, whereabouts do you work?
I'm a painter.
Okay, and has this happened to you in the past?
Yeah, I actually started dating my boss and now we're getting married in 2 weeks.
Wow. I've got to ask, because I'm probably having my house painted soon and I'm a little worried, were you hooking up in other people's houses that you were painting?
No.
Oh, so you strictly keep business, and you hook up in your own time.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's good to hear too, otherwise that spare bedroom of yours, EJ.
Oh, no.
Paint everywhere.
Oh, no.
13, 12, 16. Hey, Mary, what's your profession?
Retail.
Oh, you mean like boss and sales assistant?
Yeah, because, or even just colleague, because you're so bored at certain times of the day when there's no one in the shop that you have nothing else to do but chat each other up.
Ah, right. And has this happened to you a lot? Have you hooked up with a lot of your co-workers?
A couple?
Ew! Are you telling me that I should probably never go into a change room again?
Oh, ew! No, that didn't happen.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen in the change rooms, EJ.
Well, it's what it sounded like.
I think that's kept for, like, the parental planning aisle, isn't it?
What?
One thing leads to another. You get all romantic and you're like, oh, look.
I think that would be stuff. The thing to put you off it. Is that aisle?
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.